Today's daf is Bava Basra, daf Kuf Samachay, and we are about 15 lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Samach Dalid Amid Beis. So we're moving along rather quickly in Perek Get Pashut, which begins with the Get Pashut and the Get Mekusher. So as we've seen, that although the traditional Get was a simple document, piece of paper that's smooth, the Edim would sign on the bottom of the document. But in the times of Chazal, there was a shtar that circulated that was called the Get Mekusher. And the Get Mekusher was called the Get Mekusher because the Torah of the shtar was written within Ksharim. We went through the technicalities in the beginning of the week of exactly how those Ksharim were done. But as the Mishnah said, there were several nuances, chilukim and halacha, between the Get Pashut and the Get Mekusher. Get Pashut Edim Mitoichai. Get Mekusher, Edom Me'achayrev, Machlikis, Rav Huna, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, exactly what Edom Me'achayrev means. Get Poshet, two Edom. Get Mekusher, three Edom. We'll see in the Gemara later that it could be the din, three Edom, by a Get Mekusher is even a din d'iraisa. But either way, the Gemara has been talking about a Get Mekusher, and we have an anecdote regarding the Get Mekusher. Ahu Mekusher, Dasa Lekami, the Rebbe. There was a Get Mekusher that was brought before Rebbe. For Amar Rebbe, Rebbe looked at the Get Mekusher and he commented, he said, Ein Zman Bozer. He said, I don't see this man. Meaning he couldn't find this man inside the shtar. Only Reb Shimon Ber Rebbe, the Rebbe. It's Reb Shimon Ber Rebbe. Rebbe's son, Reb Shimon, told Rebbe, Shema ben Kshar of Muvla. Maybe this is man, but perhaps you have to look carefully inside the Ksharim of the Get Mekusher, and over there you'll be able to find this man. So the Gemara says, Palyo, Rebbe unknotted the Ksharim, v'chazya, and he saw it. Hader chaza be Rebbe bebishos. And Reb Shimon be Rebbe saw that Rebbe was disappointed. He was upset at the Sofer for tucking away the Zman in such a way. And if you look at the Rashbam, it's mashma that Rebbe was familiar with the Get Mekusher and he knew to look in the Ksharim. But even when he looked, he still couldn't find it. And as a result, he was bebishus. He was disappointed. Amaleis, Reb Shimon ben Rebbe told his father, Labanok Saftir, Tata, I understand you're upset, but I don't want you to be upset at me because I'm not the cipher. I'm not the one that wrote the shtar. You know who wrote it? Rabbi Yehuda Chaita Kasvei. Rabbi Yehuda Chaita is the one that wrote it. Amalei. So Rebbe was even more babishos. He turned to his son and he told him, Klach mi Lashon Hara azeh. Why are you saying Lashon Hara? If you look at the Rashbam, says that, what was the Lashon Hara? Kaloyma, lehoyu lecha lahat lashma olav. There was no reason for you to tell me that Yehuda Chaita wrote it. Hoyu lecha loyma eni kesaftiv. Meaning, I understand that you felt it necessary to tell me that I'm not the cipher, that I'm not the one that did it. But at the same time, you didn't have to say that Yehuda Chaita wrote it. We'll see a lot more about that momentarily. It says the Gemara Zimnin, Havi Yosef Kameh, Vika Pasik, Sidra B'Sefer Tehillim. Reb Shimon Rebbe is one sitting together with his father Rebbe, and they were learning Tehillim together. Oh, my Rebbe, so Rebbe said, Kama Miyushik Ksav Zeh. He said, what a beautiful Ksav. He never saw such a nice Tehillim. Oh, my Leh, so he told him, Lama no Ksav Tehillim. He said, Tata, I appreciate, but Lamaisa, I'm not the cipher. You're giving the compliment to the wrong person. Yehuda Chaita Kasvei. If you want to share the compliment, you can share it with Yehuda Chaita. Amaleisa, he told him again, Klach mi Lashon Hara Azeh. He told him, why are you speaking Lashon Hara? Why are you telling me that Yehuda Chaita is the one that wrote this beautiful Tehillim? Fake the Gemara, the obvious question. Bishlei Mahasam, Bishlei the first story, Ikka Lashon Hara. It was a shtar. You couldn't find this man. Maybe a michshol can come from it. So it was considered a bad thing. It was a Dover Shal Ginai. Thus, Rebbe referred to it as being Lashon Hara. Elohacha my Lashon Hara Ikke. But what's the Lashon Hara? By saying that Yehuda Chait is the one that wrote this beautiful Ksav, this beautiful Tehillim. Says the Gemara Mishum Drav Dimi. Tani Rav Dimi Yachud Rav Safra. Lo Yilma Yisapra Adem Tevasa Shal Chaveir. A person should not speak B'Tevasa Shal Chaveir. Shemitoich Tevasa Boli De Rasa. Because if you're going to start saying good things about him, you're going to say, but, right? You're going to start saying bad things about him as well. Says the Gemara on that note, on the note of Lashon Hara. Amrav Amram Amrav. Sholish Averis Ein Oda Nitzalem B'Chayim. The three Averis that a person is Nichshol in every day. Hir Avera, the thought to do an Avera. So even if a person maybe can go a day without doing an Avera. But Hir Avera, that not. V'iyun Tfila, we'll see soon what that means. The Lashon Hara. Freak the Gemara, Lashon Hara. Solka Daitach. Is it possible that every single day a person is over Lashon Hara? Says the Gemara, Ela Avak Lashon Hara. It doesn't mean a real Lashon Hara. It means something that's a srach, something that has a little bit of a shaykhis to Lashon Hara. Again, we'll see soon what that means. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, my Rav. Raif Begezel. On that note, most people are nichshol in the Avera of Gezel. Umiyot, some people, ba'arayos, the hakoil, b'Lashon Hara. Freik the Gemara, b'Lashon Hara, solket. Every person is nichshol in the very chomer aveira of lashon hara. Elo, says the Gemara again, it doesn't mean the real lashon hara, but rather what it means is avak lashon hara. It's interesting. The Sfurim HaKadoshim say that the word egel is Rosh Tevis arayos gezel and lashon hara. I am gimel lamed arayos gezel and lashon hara. We know the Gemara says that in every single dar there's a chelik of the chet ha'egel. There isn't a dar that's not nichshol in egel. What does it mean? It means this Gemara. These are the three averis that every single yid is over in. The ayin is arayis, the gimel is gezel, and the lamid is lashon hara. I saw something else on the topic of avak lashon hara. Eila hadvarim ashadiber Moshe al kol Yisrael. The first pasuk in Sefer Devarim, Eile is Rosh Tevis, Avak Lashon Hara. Moshe Rabbeinu was giving Teichacha. Eile Advarim Ashadiber Moshe El Kol Yisrael. You know what? You have to say Teichacha to all of Klal Yisrael. You know in Aveira that every single member of Klal Yisrael is Nichshalim, that this is an appropriate Teichacha. Avak Lashon Hara. Eile, V'kulon, Avak Lashon Hara. Half of a fellow. But either way, so you have a Gemara over here where the Gemara talks a lot about Lashon Hara. We have first the story where Rebbe was disappointed. He was bebishus because he couldn't find this man inside the get mekusher. Rebbe told him, Rebbe Shimon ben Rebbe told him, I'm not the one that wrote it. Yehuda Chaita wrote it. Told him, klach and lashon hara is there. Then we have the idea of lo'ilo ma'yisaper odom, even b'toivaso shechaveira. You shouldn't even speak shvach about somebody else. Shemitoich toivaso boli degnusa. Meaning there's nothing intrinsically wrong about speaking toivaso shechaveira. But it's a slippery slope. We're afraid that if you start saying good things about someone, by the time the conversation's over, you're going to start saying not such good things. And we have the idea of lashon hara. So just a few orders regarding our Gemara as it relates to the Avera of Lashon Hara. The Rashbam said that what was the Lashon Hara that Reb Shimon ben Rebbe said when he said that I'm not the one, Lava Nokis Aftia, Rabbi Yehuda Chaita Kasve. So he spoke out to Rashbam. Rebbe's Tainer, Reb Shimon ben Rebbe, was there was no reason for you to tell me who did it. You should have, and you could have said that I'm not the one that wrote it. That's something that would make a lot of sense. But to go blame Yehuda Chaita, that's not a relevant piece of information. There was no reason for you to do it. The Chafetz Chaim in Hilchas Lashon Hara, Klal Yud, Uis Yud Zayin. The Chafetz Chaim brings this lahalacha. In Nasa Dava Shaloi Kahoygen, if there was something that was done, and it was inappropriate. Uba Ruven v'shal v'shimoyin, and Ruven comes and he asks Shumayin, mi asa zadav razeh? Who did this? Afilu im hu meven she Ruven choyish tebezeh. Even if Shimon feels like he's being accused, he can read his body language. He hears the niggin in his voice, as if he's not just coming in an inquisitive way, but he's actually accusing him of something. It would be usher for Shimon to reveal to Reuven who did it. Even if he saw himself, Shimon knows exactly who did it. Rak Yoshev, what he should say is, Ani lo yosisi es hadavar. I didn't do it. Says the Chafetz Chaim in Be'er Mayim Chaim, what's the makar to this halacha that I'm bringing here in my Hilchas Lashon Hara? The makar is Bava Basar, Kuf Samach Dal and Amud Beis. That you see, the way the Rashbam explains the Gemara, that Reb Shimon ben Rebbe was right for saying Ani lo kisaftiyah. So from that standpoint, he should say Ani lo yosisi es hadavar, that I'm not the one that did it. But at the same time, it was lashon hara by saying that Yehuda Chaita was kosfeh. Thus, he brings this halacha. It's interesting. If you go backwards a little bit here in Hilchas Lashon Hara, it's earlier in Klal Yud. It's in Arichos and Be'er Mayim Chaim Sivkot and Lamed Aleph. So over there, Teich Dvarav, it's a very, very long shtickle, but Teich Dvarav, the Chafetz Chaim asks Akasha from one of our favorite Gemaras. The Gemara Masechet is Brachis, Daf Hey Yomid Beis. So there are some Gemaras that are the gift that keeps on giving. This is a Gemara like that. The Gemara says Brachis 5b. Rav Huna Tkifalei Arba Meyadani Dechamre. Rav Huna had 400 barrels of wine. Olegabe Rav Yehuda Achud Rav Salah Chasida V'Rabbana V'Amilu Rav Adabara Habu Rabbana V'Amilu Le'ayim Amir Mila. Either way, Rav Huna had this tremendous financial loss, and he wasn't doing well as a result of that. And the Rabbana went to visit Rav Huna, and they specifically sat down with Rav Huna, and they told Rav Huna, we've come to make a cheshbon ha-nefesh with you. Meaning, there's no reason, al pi derech ha-teva, you should have lost this. Must be Hashem is sending you a message. We're going to sit down. La'ayim mar b'milei. We're going to try to figure out what you've done wrong that would merit such a horrible punishment. Amar lohus, Rav Huna turns to them. He says, "Umi chashidna beinaichu, are you chayshin me? Amar lei, mi chashid kuchu berichu? So who should we be chayshin? HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Either you did something wrong, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu is punishing you when you don't deserve to be punished. Is Hashem someone that's of a dina b'leidina?" Amar lohus, he told him, "Ikaman deshmi alai mil salim." So Rav Huna said, "You know what? Let me pose the question to you. Are you
fishing for something? Meaning, do you have a little piece of information that you're not sharing with me? Do you know of something wrong that I did? So they said, Rav Huna, to be honest with you, yes. Hachi Shmuel, we heard the Layov Mar Shabishal Arise, that you didn't honor your agreement with your Aris, and you didn't give him what you're supposed to give him. Amalusi told him, Mika Shavakli Midi Mine, Hakaganavli Kula, you know my Aris? He steals from me all the time. That's why I didn't give it to him. It's true I withheld from him. Amrulay, they told him, Haimad Amri, Inchi Basa Ganava, Gnoiva Time of Time. That if you want to know what it tastes like to be a Ganav, be a Ganav min a Ganav. Either way, Rav Huna took upon himself that he was going to make his Aris whole. And the Gemara says a miracle happened and his loss was taken away. Either it was Mamish Shaloika Derech HaTeva that the Chaimitz became Yayin, or the price of Chaimitz went up so much that he ended up not losing any money. So there's a lot to take out of this Gemara, as we've learned in the past, specifically in the Sugi of Ovid Inish, Dilan Ala Nafshe. But Ashenegel in Yoneinu, Freit Chavetz Chaim, based on the Gemara that we just learned, with the Pirish HaRashbam, and the Chavetz Chaim brings it La'alacha, how did Rav Huna have a right to tell the Chachamim that it's true? You're being choshed me for not paying my Aris? Let me tell you the rest of the story. My Aris is a ganav. I'm stealing from him. And being that I have a right, because he takes so much from me, all I'm doing is making myself whole. In other words, they were being choshed him, and for him to cover himself, he threw the Aris under the bus. Isn't that exactly what Rav Shimon bar Rebbe did? Where Rav Shimon bar Rebbe said that Ani lo kisavtiyo Yehuda chayta kasvei. That's what Rav Huna said. I am not the ganav. My Aris is the ganav. So to absolve his own reputation, he's telling the Chachamim that the Aris is a ganav. Azoy freit Chafetz Chaim. And the Chafetz Chaim says two terutzim. The first, he acknowledges a little bit dachuk, but the second terutz, Chafetz Chaim says, you have to say that the difference was there was no way for Rav Huna to be able to protect his reputation without saying it the way it was. Meaning, Bishloimer Rav Shimon bar Rebbe, he didn't have to tell them who, he didn't have to tell Rebbe who really wrote the Get Mekusher. He could have just said, who cares who wrote it? It's irrelevant. But Rav Huna's whole point, what was the punchline of Rav Huna's diner? I'm taking from a ganav that I'm making myself whole because this person owes me money. There was no way for him to say it without implicating the artist, and it could be Bekahai Gavna. If that's what's at stake, then it could be the halacha would be that it's okay. Chavetz Chaim, when he brings the halacha in Klal Yud of Kotin Yud Zayim, he continues. He says, "V'chol zeshe kasavnu hu mitzad adin." This is all mi'ikra adin. Meaning, mi'ikra adin, if somebody's chayshed you, you could say, I'm not the one that did it. It's not me. Just like Rav Shimon bar Rebbe did. Just like Rav Huna did. What you can't do is you can't say who did it with the caveat that the Chafetz Chaim is mechiyach from Brachas Tafeyam and Beis from the Maaser with Rav Huna. But says the Chafetz Chaim, this is all mi'ikra adin. Avol ro'i l'bal nefesh. But if you're a bal nefesh, she'yase l'fnim m'shuras adin. V'lo yashmetz etz atzmai b'zeh. You should go l'fnim m'shuras adin and you should accept it as if you're actually the one that did it. Why? The reason is because if you're going to deny it, this person is going to continue to inquire to find out who did it. Eventually, he's going to find out who it is. Says the Chafetz Chaim. You find even more than that. He sends you to a Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, and he says it's brought down in the Sefer Chassidim as well, where you find it with Tanoim that didn't do something wrong, and they were willing to act very good as if they did something. So what's this Gemara over here, Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph? The Gemara over there tells a story. The halacha is Ein Ma'abir Nesashala Ebi Mezumanim. That when Bezin would convene to be Ma'abir Nesashala, you would have to be invited. If you aren't invited, then you can't be part. Rabbi Gamliel Shomer, Hishkib Ali Shibbalat, Rishib Gamliel invited seven people to come to be part of the Bezdin that was going to be Ma'abed Hashanah. Hishkim u'matz Hashmayim. Gamliel wakes up in the morning, he comes, and he sees they're waiting for him, but there were eight people, not seven people. Amar mi hu sha'ol shalei b'shus. Yeret. Whoever it is, he should leave. Amar Shmuel ha'katan v'amar ani hu sha'olisi shalei b'shus. But v'loi la'abed Hashanah alisi elolumayt halocha l'maysu etzrachti. Amar leisi, he told him, shev b'ni shev, ru'uyes kol Hashanah kulun l'zaber al yotcha elo amru chachamim im amar Hashanah l'em uzumana. But the Gemara says, there's a postscript to this story. V'loi Shmuel ha'katan v'loi. Even though Shmuel ha'katan was the one that got up and he took credit, he was the one that said, I'm the person that said shalei b'shus, it wasn't emes. Elo'inish achrino. You know why he did it? He did it because he didn't want that person to have no choice and to leave and to be embarrassed. Says the Gemara. Where did Shmuel HaKotan get this from? Another story. Rebbe was once darshining. He was giving shiva. And there was a bad odor in the audience. Omar. Rebbe said, Misha ochal shum, yetze. Whoever ate shum, gearois. Omar, Rabchia v'yotze. Rabchia got up
and he left. Amdu kulam yatzu, and everybody got up and they left. B'shacha, the next morning, Matz Reb Shimon Berebi the Reb Chiya. Reb Shimon Berebi meets Reb Chiya. Amalei told him, Atu shetziyarta la'aba, you're the one that was mitzayer my father. Amalei said, he told him, Loi kidei zayis bi Yisrael. No. You have to understand, it wasn't me. He explained to him the rest of the story. Says the word, Reb Chiya Mehechi Gomel. Had Reb Chiya know that was the right thing to do? The Gemara says, Reb Meir. The Tanya Maisa be Isha Achash Abbasal Beis Madrash Reb Meir. A woman once came to Reb Meir. Amalei Rebbe Echo Mikem Kichani Bebir. There was a person in this Beis Madrash that was Mekadosh Bi Bebir. Amad Reb Meir. Reb Meir said it was me. The Kasav Lo Get Krisus Venasan Lo. Amdu Kulam Vekas Venasan Lo. There's a whole Reb Meir Simcha. Svelten Lishma. Edichsim Vekarti. There's a lot of lumdus over here. How could you be Megarish and Isha? How could you be Adam if you don't really know for sure who the husband is? There will be Megarishar. It wasn't all of them. It was one of them, but not all of them. And the Gemara says, Rameir Meheichim Gamala, he learned it from Shmuel HaKatan. Shmuel HaKatan really learned it from Shchanya ben Yechiel. Shchanya ben Yechiel learned it from Yeshua ben Nun. Yeshua ben Nun learned it from Moshe Rabbeinu. But the bottom line is, you have a whole Rishima of Gedolei Yisrael who were willing to take responsibility for something that they didn't really do. We just said, says the Chafetz Chaim, you don't have to. You're allowed to say, I didn't do it, as long as you don't say who did it. Says the Chafetz Chaim, Vaistois, tis the Me'ikra did. And then there's the Lefnim Eshur Sadin. Mi'ikar Adin, you're right. The halacha is, as long as you don't blame it on somebody else, like the Rashbam speaks out on Ar Sugyo, you were Yoytzeh, you're Mi'ikar Adin. But at the same time, there's an Indian of Bal Nefesh Yachmer. This, as Rav Moshe says in many of his tshuvas, there's an Indian of going Lefnim Eshur Sadin. So if you're from the Balei Nefesh, you have a different Shulchan Aruch, you have to go about it a little bit differently. But I'm going to tell you, B'derech Agav, an unbelievable Marsha on this Gemara, Chdushi Agadis. Says the Marsha, what was the Maisa? Rebbe's giving shir. In Sekai Tarayich. And he says, I don't know who it is, but whoever it is, Yetze, leave right now. The Gemara says, Omer Reb Chiya, and Reb Chiya left. Amdu Kulon, and they all left. The next day, Reb Shem, the Rebbe, meets Reb Chiya, and he tells him, you know, you were Mitzayer, my father. You were Mitzayer, my father. Freik the Marsha. I don't understand. Once everybody left, wasn't it obvious that Reb Chiya wasn't really the person that did it? Reb Shem Berebi is the only person who didn't chap what was going on. Reb Chiya left not to embarrass the real person that did it. That means it really wasn't Reb Chiya. So why Reb Shimon Berebi accused Reb Chiya the next day of being Mitzayi Rebbe? If he was the one that ate the food that caused the Reach Shum, then I get it. But he wasn't the... Oh, Zok the Marsha, half of a fella. You're right. Avad v'nir lefarish, devadu yadu kulam, gam Reb Shimon shlu hoya ha'ichol. He knew Reb Chiya wasn't the one that ate it. V'lokach, v'hochi kama, ata shetziyarta as Abba, you know why he had kindness on him? Not for eating it, he knew he didn't eat it. B'mashi yotzosa mibes medrish, v'yotzu kulam acharecho, v'tziyarta Abba al bitl toir. L'fiyois ha'shah, he lost the share. It was bitl toira. Shalei hoya l'chalotzeis rak, ha'oich loy hoya loy lotzeis l'vadeh. Why did Reb Chiya hold? V'amalei Reb Chiya told him, loy take his eyes b'Yisrael. Devada bitl toira hu avayim v'chet. Listen to this. Bitl toira is an avera. Nothing to talk about. Avo levayish echad m'Yisrael, loy take his eyes. Avera gedoylem. This is worse. V'toyv levatl toira b'levatl. Vayish ben Yisrael. So there was a yesodis thing of machlokes over here between Reb Shimon and the Rebbe and Reb Chiya. Reb Chiya knew that everybody was going to leave, and he knew there was going to be bittul Torah. But at the same time, he was fadini, not embarrassing a yid berabim. So Reb Shimon ben Rebbe, who held it was a taina, he held that bittul Torah is more chomer than malbub nechaver berabim. Whereas Reb Chiya held faket. Reb Chiya held that malbub nechaver berabim is more chomer than bittul Torah. There's a yesodis shaila going on over here. Either way, that is the next Torah. The next Torah, or the whatever Ha'ara, is that Gemara mentioned another Kiddush, the Halting Cup, that there's an idea. What's that? It's the fourth. So there's an idea that that to be Mesaper be Shvach Chaveroi could be, would also be an issue. Meaning, not only is it Osir to speak be Gnus Shal Chaveroi, but to be Mesaper be Shvach Shal Chaveroi. B'toivase shachaver is also aser, and what's the reason? The Gemara gave a reason. Shemitoich shvachoi atiba lidei ra'ase. So, as you would expect, this is also brought down in the Chafetz Chaim. It's in Hilchos Lashon Hara, Klal Tes Ois Aleph. The Chafetz Chaim over there is talking about avak Lashon Hara, and he gives examples. One of the examples he gives is the chena mesaper b'shichvay shalchaveroi b'fnei soinov. Somebody that speaks b'shvachal shalchaveroi b'fnei soinov in front of people that hate him, gam kein b'chal avak loshen hara, zegoyrim lehem sheyisaper b'gnusay. So if somebody is going to speak loshen toiv, he's going to speak shvachal shalchaveroi, but in front of someone that hates that person that you're talking about, that's where it's also, because that's going to be a segue to a bad conversation. He continues, "Ve'imhu marba lesaper b'shvachei shal chaveroi afilu sheloi b'fnei sainavas.
And if you're going to overdo it, you're going to really lay it on. You're not just going to speak b'shvachei shal chaveroi, but you're going to go crazy. That's aser even sheloi b'fnei sainav k'al yidei zeh rugel ba'atzmei l'ganoise l'basoif leimar. It's true, he's the greatest thing since but chutz mi mida razu sheyesh loi oy shashoy mim yeshivu lo ma'at amar b'shvach. Chill out. So the Chafetz Chaim gives two tenoyim to this Isser. Number one, you're speaking b'fnei soinei shel chaveroi, or number two, you're really laying it on. You're overdoing it. The makar to both of these caveats is the Rishonim al hatara in this Gemara. If you take a look at the Rashbam says that you're not supposed to speak mitoivaser shel chaveroi. So mitoich toivaser to bali dei rasoi, says the Rashbam, mitoich shemarbin b'shvachoi, here in Sham, Gunushabai. If you're going to be Marba Bishvachai, that was the second condition that Chafetz Chaim said. If you take a look at the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, when the Rambam brings this halacha of not speaking B'Toivaso Shal Chaveroi, says the Rambam, V'chein HaMesaper B'Toivas Chaveroi B'Fnei Soinov, HaReza Avak Vashon Har. So the first Tanai is the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Deis. The second Tanai is the Rashbam in our Sugya. Al Kaponim, the Chafetz Chaim is paskinim both Tanai. Number one, B'Fnei Soinov Shal Chaveroi, even if you're not Marba Bishvachai. Number two, if you're Marba Bishvachai, even if it's not B'Fnei Soinov Shal Chaveroi, any one of those two criteria that are met, that's what is giving an answer. But other than that, there's no answer. Says Chafetz Chaim, Ber Ma'am Chaim, how do you know? Maybe you never let us speak b'shvachei shel chaveroi. Zok the Chafetz Chaim because it's mefurish the Gemara is that way. Number one, it's a Mishnah novice. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai hoyo moine shvacha. Chamisha talmid of hoyo Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He had a leiv type, ayin type, chaver type, shachin type. He went through all the shvachim of his talmidim. So you see, he was mine shvachim shel chaveroi. He quotes the Gemara above a kama daf mem amad aleph. Mishtabach le rava the Rav Nachman but the Rav Acher by Yaakov dadam gadol. Gemara that he doesn't quote is getting Samach Zayin about Aleph. Isi ben Yehuda haya mayna shvacham. He tos, Rabbi Yehuda was a chacham shal kesha yirtza, Rabbi Yosin and Mukayim haya well-known Gemara. So there's different Gemaras, but you find that the chachamim were mayna shvacham, shalach, how are you allowed to do it? The Teretz says it didn't meet one of these two criteria. Either it wasn't b'fnei soinai, or they weren't being mar, but they were stamazay saying shvach ba'alma. But anything other than that will be okay. There's a lot to go or talk about as far as this goes, but I'll just tell you one ha'ara. That is the Gemara. Why?
All he said was he
did
a good job on the guest.
Very good. It's a chassam kasha. But I'll just tell you one. Yeah, that's it. No, that's it. So there's one. I will speak of chassam seifer in a minute. There's a gemara, the last gemara in the third parak of Masechtas Megillah. The gemara says as follows. Amar Rav Ashi, hay man de soni shumani. Someone who has a bad reputation. Rashi says, "Sheyoytz esol of Shmuis Rois v'snuy shehu noyef." People are spreading rumors about him that he's a noyef. Sharilei levzuye begimul v'shin. You're allowed to embarrass him with a gvisesart klala. Hayman de shapir shemani. Someone that has a good reputation. People say good things about him. Shari leshvuchei. Uman de shavchei. Someone that's meshabeichim. Yonuchu loy brachei sal roishoy. It's ashrech. It's a good, tremendous break. The mashal and chidush yagodes. Really, man de shavchei. Yonuchu loy brachei sal roishoy. What happened to the gemara above the basur kuf samach talad on the day? What happened to this Gemara? Zok the Marsha. The Teretz is what the Rishonim speak out. The Rashbam in Bava Basra. It's also Rashi in Masechtas Erechin where this Gemara is quoted also on Daftes Vav Amud Aleph. The issue is to be Marbe B'Shvachai. No one said be Marbe B'Shvachai. Shari L'Shvuchai. Say shvach, but to be marba b'shvachai, and chanami is going to be awesome. Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva, it's in the Chelek Vav. By the way, that Chassam Sofer is one of the most famous Chassam Sofers, but because of the first part of the Tshuva. First part of the Tshuva is where he talks about v'yisib nikiyah me'ashem v'yisrael. A person has to be naki, not just in the eyes of Hashem, but also in the eyes of Yisrael. And the Chassam Sofer says to be naki in the eyes of Hashem is easy, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a fear judge. So Hashem is not going to be choshed you of things that you didn't do. But to be naki be'enei abriyos, he says that's a very difficult thing to do. And the Chassam Sofer has a famous punchline in this tshuva. V'ani hirharti kama pa'amim. I've thought about this many times. Im efsher shekayim adam ba'olam mikras al maskuntai. If in the history of the world there was ever a person, even Moshe Rabbeinu, people used to be mekana their wives. Altistery of Moshe Rabbeinu, they were mamish choshed of a meveshesish. Right? Even Moshe Rabbeinu, they were choshed. He doesn't know if in the history of the world there was ever a person. V'ulai al zeh kayo shloim ha'melech olav ha'shalom when he said in tzadik baritz ashe yasa tov le'yechta. Ritzoni lo'ima. Why? Because he won't be able to be Makai, Venisim, Nikiyim. And he says, Fakad, usually the more chashev you are, the more people want to take you down. Right? People like building people up and then watching them fall. That's human nature, unfortunately. Very prevalent in 2017. But the bottom line is that the Chassam Sofer
in his times, already understood human nature. And the more a person is on a pedestal, the more people want to knock him, the more they're trying to find fault with him. And he said, I don't even know if it's possible to be mekayim it. And maybe that's the insadik ba'aretz. But what we need is the second half of the tshuva. The second half of the tshuva, he brings this mashal and he asks Morty's kash on the mashal. Really? Mashal? I don't understand why he asks it on the mashal. It's Rashbam, Malatah. But it's only us to be marba. The story over there where Rav Shimon ben Rebbe said, Yehuta Chaita is the one that wrote the very nice tilim. He wasn't being marba b'shvach. He was just telling him who wrote it. So, l'chur, what happened to that? But then the Chassam Sofer says a very big chiddush. Listen to what he says. Al kein nir l'anias daiti, you have to see it in Tzoy. Did tzoruch losum lev, belav hachi. Ha'lesampe b'shvach ha'tzadikim u mitzvah gedoylo. To speak shvach about a tzadik is a big mitzvah. V'mkein amay nechash in novelay de gnusa. Why are you worried the gnusa is going to come? Ha'mitzvah be'idno da'asik ba magno matzli. Va'aloy amay lo yiyah mesampe b'shvachay batuach.
They're
also be mekayim mitzvah. So the Chassam Sofer says, I always had a problem with this Gemara. The Gemara says, don't say good things about people, because then you're going to say bad. If you're talking about a tzaddik, and you're saying shvach about a tzaddik, l'chayim mekayim mitzvah. And if you're mekayim mitzvah, mitzvah be'idna the asik buzz magno matzah. So to the extent that you do it as a mitzvah, shouldn't you be protected from doing the aveira? Okay, nearly says the Chassam Sofer. Davka hasam the ukmi bib mila da alma b'shvach yoifi aksiva. Something that's random, like the Gemara over there. He's the sofer that wrote sefer tilim. Amar Yehuda chayt b'hachashash rebbe l'loshen harish yavli degnusay. Avel enochinami im yishabech as a tzadik b'tzidkusay v'chachmasay. K'may shayu regilim chazal mishabech le reploini the reploini. It's apparently a Gemara. Brachas Amin Chesam and Aleph. Given the mitzvah, Migna Allah. No, it doesn't say real. Yeah. A Migdal Yavu is Abbe Begnusai. The Hain Haina Divre Ashas Hanal, Haman the boy, Haiman the Shopper Shumani, Shari, the Shvuchi, the Hashini Shavu, the Gnusai. The Atam, the Arelo, you Unalai, call of it. Mishum the Yonuchalai Brachas Arosha. Because it's Yonuchalai Brachas Arosha. Because you be Makayim a mitzvah, mitzvah be in the Asik Boz, Migna Matzla, Saita Davchav. So you don't have to worry. Valdik Varm the Flav said Chassam Sofer takes this whole list and he flips it. He says, Avad if you be Mesaper Beshvachish al Tzadik, there's nothing to worry. Now all these Gemaras, you don't have to worry about those Gemaras. You know, it's a problem. This Gemara right here, where it's a random Shvach, he has a nice Koyach Aksav, he and Abi Makayim Mitzvah. There, there's a Chashash, Shemi Yavalik Dignusay. We'll just end with this. Kulon Ba'avak Lashon Hara, not end. That Chavetz Chaim Mishmir Saloshin. The Chavetz Chaim Mishmir Saloshin, when he goes through the reasons why people aren't careful about speaking Lashon Hara. So one of the primary reasons he says that people are Nichshu in Lashon Hara is because in their mind, it's impossible to be a regular, civilized, social, functional person and at the same time be careful from Lashon Hara. It's not possible. And he says, not just that, they have a great rationalization for this. You know what that is? Bava Basra, Kuf Samechei, the Kulam B'Lashon Hara. The Gemara, Chazal even said that everyone's Lichshon Lashon Hara. So what do you want from my life? If everybody speaks Lashon Hara, so Vos Vil Stefemir, Al Kenei Mis Yoshin Legamri Mishmira Zeho Indian. Ube Emes says the Chofetz Chaim Zoy Toys Gedoiva, Dem Kenei Lamatzif Sa Teira Azeb Aloysa Say, Valo Yuduhu Deina Kodesh Baruch Uba Betrun Yem Riyosab, Vavali La Teira Lichtev Dovaze Rak Binyan Amidois, Kimoy Sharmi Desk Toysa Shenemar and Lakna Anoshim Yechid And then he says it again later. What did Chazal mean? It means if they don't pay attention to it. He says the Mashal says it here. So if a person doesn't pay attention to it, yeah, that type of person will be nichshol, just like Gezel and Arayas. It doesn't mean roif people cannot overcome Gezel. Me if the people can't overcome Arayas, it means if you don't try, your natural state of affairs is so deplorable that you're going to end up in a place like that. But if you try, you make it ishtadlis, of course, you can overcome Arayas, you can overcome Gezel, and you can even overcome Avak Lashon Hara. But he says at the end of the day, subconsciously, a big part of why people don't take upon themselves Shmiras HaLashon is because of this Gemara. Because they know the Gemara of Kulam Avak Lashon Hara, and it actually makes sense to them, it resonates by them. And listen, let's be honest, there's a lot of truth to it. And it's for that reason that they are eventually Yayish. There's more to talk about, but let's learn a little bit Gemara, and if we have time on the back end, we'll get back to a little bit more rate. So the Mishnah said, Rav Shimon Gamliel, when it comes to drafting a get, Pashut,
and a gret mekusher. So you're supposed to follow the minhag medina. Faith the gemara, Tana Kama less than minhag medina. As if to say, this is only shitas Rav Shimon Gamliel. Whereas the Tana Kama, he holds, you don't follow the minhag medina. Of course you follow. What else would you follow? Get posher, get mekusher. We're not dealing over here with dinei deraisa. Whatever the minhag medina is to do it to get posher, that's what you should do. Whatever the minhag medina is to do it to get mekusher, isn't that what you should do? So the gemara says, let me explain to you what's going on. What's going on is something completely different. Rav Shimon Gamliel was addressing a different akuda. Says the Gemara, let me give you some background. Ba'asud in Higi Pashut, if a person lives in a city where the standard shtar was a get pashut, and this person goes over to someone and he says, I want you to prepare for me a get pashut. He made him a shliach, or he hired a soifer. When he made him a get mekusher, it's a problem. There's a kpeda, meaning the soifer was Mishana Shlichusa, if it was a Gerisha, it's going to be possible. If he wants his money back, he can get his money back. It's paid. It's considered that he didn't do his job. Why? Because everyone in this town uses a get pashut. He told you, make him a get pashut. And he went and he made a get mekusher. The same is true in the reverse. Nehigi mekusher. Va'amalei avidili mekusher. Va'azalavalei pashut kpeda. Same thing. If everyone does pashut mekusher, he told the mekusher, then make a mekusher. What are you making a pashut? It's not mekusher. That's a problem. Ki peligi ba'asur dinehigi ba'pashut a mekusher. The person lives in the city where they used to make a pashut and a mekusher. Va'amalei avidili pashut. He told him, make me a pashut. Va'azalavalei mekusher. Anyway, wait a minute. Instead of a mekusher. So he didn't go against the minig. And not only didn't he go against the minig, he made him the more sophisticated document, the more complicated one. Mar Savar, this is where there's a machloikis. Mar Savar Kpeda. Mar Savar, Mar Makamulay. The Tana Kama, who's not mentioned Mefurish in the Mishnah, would be of the opinion in this case that it's possible. So if it's a get Isha, for example, the get's going to be possible. So Sefer didn't do what he was supposed to do. Reb Shimon Gamliel's going to tell me, Hakol Kemina Gamedina. And as long as in the Medina, the minig is either a get Pashut or a get Kosher, then it's going to be Kosher. I told him get Pashut. Marim Makamulai. What is Marim Makamulai? So we've had this idea previously. The idea is he told him get Pashut, but you don't have to be Matriach yourself to make a get Mekosher. But it doesn't mean that if you don't, you want to make a get mekusher, you don't have a right to make a get mekusher. Amar Abayi, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon, Rav Elazar, Kulas Sfir, Lomar, Makom Olai. There's three Tanam and Shas that you find hold this same halacha. That if Reuven tells Shimon to do something, and he tells him what he wants him to do, but the thing he's telling him is the easier thing, so to speak, the less expensive thing, it's the Dover Kal, and he instead does the Dover Chamor, it's not disqualified, because we say he just wasn't trying to be Matriach. But if the person wants to do more, knock yourself out. Rav Shimon Gamliel, Hadamar. That's this Rav Shimon Gamliel. Where it was a Medina, where the minute was get Pashut or get Mekusher. He told him get Pashut. It doesn't mean that if he doesn't get Mekusher, it's not going to be okay. Rav Shimon, the Tanan, Rav Shimon Oimer, in Hitta, Lishvach, Areza Mikudesh, as the cases where a man is Mekadesh and Isha, and he says, I'm giving you silver. And she ends up finding out that it was gold. So there was a tois, but it was Lishvach, Areza Mekudesh. Because again, Maramakamulai. The person is willing to accept silver, the person was certainly the woman, she's certainly willing to accept gold. And Rav Elazar the Tanan, Isha Shomer Skabal the Gittim, and welcome plenty. A woman who appoints a Shilcha Kabbalah, she tells her Shlech, I want you to accept the get from me. B'makom pleini, the kiblu lo b'makom achar, and he went someplace else, puzzle. Rav Elazar machsher, Rav Elazar says it's kosher. He said makom pleini, the Shlech didn't follow. The same reason. This is the literal Maramakam Ulai. He was just being Maramakam. He was giving him a place. She was telling him where to go, but not that there should be a Kpeda that she really cares. Same thing over here. This person doesn't care if it's a get Pasher or a get Mekusher. Being that the Minhag HaMedina is to do it to get Mekusher as well, Hakol Kminhag HaMedina, he said get Pasher. It's like the Maramakam Ulai. What's that? In the reverse, it's Masha. Maybe it would be a problem. There's a Kpeda I want the better get. I would want to get Mekusher. That's what it sounds like. Right, but that would be like maybe gold and silver. You have to know, is that mukim and mukim, or is that like gold and silver? The Mishnah continued, and the Mishnah said, Pashut, because if you ever get Pashut, which ordinarily requires how many Eidim? Two. If you wrote one Eid, it's going to be possible. Get Mekusha, which ordinarily requires three Eidim. If you wrote two, it's going to be possible. So get Pashut with one is possible. A get Mekusha with two is possible. Why? Because get Pashut needs two, get Mekusha needs three. And you have to have the amount of Eidim that you need. A get Pashut with one, it's not two. A get Mekusha with two, it's not three. Both of them are going to be possible. Fake the Gemara. Bishleimer Mekusha Kosa Vishnei Eidim possible. I understand what the Mishnah has to tell me. That if somebody prepared to get Mekusha and he only had two Eidim, not three Eidim, that it's possible.
Being that ordinarily, al pishnai made him yakum davar, two edim is enough, maybe here it should be enough as well. Kamasmal on the puzzle. So I need a Mishnah to tell me that it's going to be puzzle. But why do I need the Mishnah to tell me that if somebody wrote a get pashut and all he had was one aid, that it's puzzle? Fashtezach, it's puzzle. You need two edim, lo yakum ed echad. Shavua maybe. But for edos, of course not. For shtar, how could it be gosh? Amar Abaya. Abaya said, lo yinitzricha, da afilu ed echad, biksav ed echad bal peh. Now Mishnah is telling me a very important chiddush, something that the Amoraim discussed in detail. And that is, the what if the shtar has one ed, but there's also an ed echad al peh. So whether it's a get isha, or whether it's a shtar chayv, could you view the two edim now as being two edim? And maybe not just that, says the Rashbam, two edim, that you could even use it as edim b'shtar, you could be goyver from the nechasim b'shubadr, or maybe no, edecha b'shtar, v'edecha b'alpeh, maybe it's not an edus at all. Abaye says that's the point of the Mishnah, but the Mishnah is coming to say that a get pashut that has edecha, not only one edim, of course, pshito, I don't need a Mishnah for that, but there's an edecha b'ksat, but in addition to that, there's an edecha b'alpeh, I would have thought again, sol kedai techamino, that it should be kosher, kamash malan, that's the Mishnah. So the Mishnah is saying two big chiddushim. Number one, a get mekusha with two edim is possible. That's a chiddush. You would think two edim is always okay. So like a tchila, three. But maybe, b'di'evet, it's fine. No, even though there's two edim, it's possible. Another chiddush that a get pashut, we have edecha b'ksav, edecha b'peh, is Abaya, the Gemara says, amemer achshu b'edecha b'ksav, edecha b'peh. That's stating that, despite the fact that Abaya just learned pshat in the Mishnah, that the Mishnah is telling me edecha b'peh, edecha b'ksav is possible. Amemer, once upon a time, had a shtar like this that was brought to him. It was edecha b'ksav, it was edecha b'peh, and he said it's kosher. Amalei Rav Ashi l'amemer, v'hoda Abaya, mai? What about Abaya? Amalei leishmili, kalemi leishvili. I don't give it Abaya. Elakasha masnisen. So you have a kasha on the Mishnah. Why did Abaya say his pshat? He said it to explain the Mishnah, because otherwise, what's the chiddush in the Mishnah? The Mishnah said a get poshut that has one eid is possible. What's the chiddush? Abaya, you know what the chiddush is? That even though there's another eid echad bal peh, still it's going to be possible. So according to Abaya, it's a Mishnah. Amemer argues with Abaya. He has a right to argue with Abaya. But a Meimar is going to have to explain the Mishnah, says the Gemara, Hakamash Malon, Dishnaya Mekusha Keid Echa B'Pashut. A Meimar held that the Mishnah is coming to tell me that two Eidim, by a get Mekusha, which is not enough, is the same as an Eid Echa B'Pashut. Ma Hasam Psula Dei Raisa, Afachanami Psula Dei Raisa. Just like a get Pashut that has an Eid Echa is possible Dei Raisa, so to a get Mekusha that has two Eidim is going to be possible. So you're right, there's no Chiddush in and of itself that a get Pashut that has one Eid is going to be possible. Of course, it's only an Eid Echa. You know what the Chiddush is? That a get Mekusha that has two Eidim is so bad, it's as bad as a get Pashut that has one aid. And just like a get pashut that has one aid is possible midday raisa, a get mikusha that has two aidim is going to be possible midday raisa. Freit toisfis, lav day raisa, mamish. Whoa, don't get so excited. Avadit doesn't mean that a get mikusha that has two aid is possible. Why? Because the whole get mikusha in the first place is only a dinder rabbanon. Kedam alil, that we had that right in the beginning of the Gemara. But what does it mean then? It means there's certain rabbanons that operate kein day raisa. And then there are certain Rabbanans that don't operate Kein Dei Raisa. What we mean is very good. That this Rabbanan is Kein Dei Raisa for such as Kol HaMishana, Mimapeh Shetov HaChomim, Begitin HaVlad Mamzer. The Vlad is going to be Mamzer. Or as it relates to a regular Shtar Chayv, you won't be able to be Goyvra from the Nechasa. But the point is that it's not just a Psul, the Rabbanan. It's not a Psul Azara. This is a real Psul. It's a Psul the Rabbanan, true. But it's a Psul the Rabbanan that is Ke'en De'oiraisa, says the Gemara, Teda. And I'll prove to you, this is Amemar talking. Again, Amemar saying, I'll prove to you that an Eid Echad B'Shtar and an Eid Echad Alpeh could be Mitztarif. Not like Abaya. Again, Abaya said that why the Mishnah say get Pashut that has an Eid Echad is possible. Pshita that it's possible. You know what the Chiddush is? Even if there's really a second Eid. The second Eid is Balpeh, you can't be Mitztarif. The halacha is it's going to be possible. Amema argued. Amema said Eid Echad B'Shtar Eid Echad B'Peh is really kosher. What's then the chiddush of the Mishnah? Get pashut. Where you have Eid Echad, it's possible. There really is no chiddush. The reason the Mishnah said it was to tell me that a get mekusha that has two Eid, then it's like a get pashut with one Eid. So Amema is of the opinion, not like Abaya, that get pashut that fathers two Eidim, if you had Echad B'Ksav and Echad B'Peh, it's going to be kosher. And he said, I'll prove it to you from a Maisa Shehoya. The Shulchan Mitam Chavraya, the Rabbi Yirmiyah. The Chavraya
The Chabura of Rabbi Yirmiyah sent Rabbi Yirmiyah the following question. And as we'll see in the end of the Gemara, this took place during the time that Rabbi Yirmiyah was thrown out of his Medrash. We actually learned the Gemara together. Bava Basra, Chav Gimel Amid Beis, Rabbi Yirmiyah was famous for asking questions that nobody had answers to. And Rabbi Yirmiyah at one point crossed the line and they threw Rabbi Yirmiyah out of Beis Medrash. So this is when Rabbi Yirmiyah is outside of Beis Medrash. And they sent him the following question. Eid Echad Biksav, Veid Echad Alpeh, Ma'ushay Yitzdar, for the very question that Abaye and Amemar toiled over. This was the question that they posed to Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said like this, Ali, but the Tanakam of Rabbi Shulam ben Karcha, according to the Tanakam who argues with Rabbi Shulam ben Karcha, Laiti Ba'ilach, there is going to be no Shai. So who's this Tanakama Aliba Rabbi Shulam ben Karcha? Before we go weiter, it's based on a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daflam and Amaral. We had it in Cheska Sabatim as well. The Tanakama says, "Wa'olam ein edusim it's darefes achirush neim keachad." If two edim want to be made, they would both have to see at the same time. But let's say Reuven saw on Sunday someone lend someone $1,000, and then Shimon saw the same person lend the same money $1,000 on Monday. Could they be mitzdarif? They both saw a loan of $1,000 take place. One saw it on one day, the other person saw it. So it can't be mechayev $2,000 because there's an eight echon on each $1,000. But maybe together they could be mitzdarif where two people saw something happen, but they didn't see it at the same time. The Tanakhama says it doesn't work. Reb Shua ben Karcha says, no, afilu b'zeh chazeh. Even if they saw it at different times, it's going to be okay. Now the Gemara, very mysteriously, and if you look in the Rishonim are very bothered with Pashup Shana in this Gemara, but the Gemara very mysteriously shtels tzu. This is the stels to this machlekes to this shiloh right here, as if to say whether eid echad biksav and eid echad balpek could be mitzdarif is totally in whether two eidim that saw things at different times would be able to be mitzdarif. So Rabbi Yirmiyah was asked the question. Rabbi Yirmiyah said, "Let's break it down. Let's walk through this together." Ali, but the Tanakam Rabbi Shua ben Karcha loiti baylach according to the Tanakama who holds not like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha that eidim have to see things at the same time. But that's not going to work. Because tafilu shnayim biksav, vishnayim alpeh. Even if they both be biksav and they both be balpeh, it wouldn't be good if they didn't see it bevas achas. Certainly over here, where it's echad biksav the echad balpeh. The leap of faith over here is maybe they're still together. Very good. That's what the Rishonim are. Take a look at the notes, Morty. Elokiti bayalach aliba to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. What was the shayla? The shayla was aliba to Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, who holds that Edom could be mitzdarif even if they didn't see it. Bevas achas. What was the shayla? Shnayim b'ksav v'shnayim b'peh. The mitzdarif. If both of them al kopanu were b'ksav and both of them were al kopanu b'peh, it's going to be good. Al echad b'ksav v'echad b'peh lo mitzdarif. But one b'ksav, one b'peh doesn't work. The malay shna shalach. But who? Say the bottom line is Rabbi Yirmiyah told him, "Ani eni kedai sheshlachtem li." Really, I'm not worthy of being asked such a question. Ella kach dal kamikol noita. I'm your Talmud, and my thought is sheyitzdarfu that it should be mitzdarf. So, Rameimar tells Abaya that I have a letter, a brief for Rabbi Yirmiyah, where Rabbi Yirmiyah wrote back beforeish that eicha biksav veeicha ba'peh is going to work. So it's a right that I'm right and you're wrong. That's basically what Rameimar told Abaya. Amale, so Rav Ashi was there. Rav Ashi told Rameimar, it's true based on your version of the question that was asked to Rabbi Yirmiyah, you have a raya from Yirmiyah's response, like you, not like a bite. But anan hachim aslinela, we have a whole different version of what this exchange was. The shochlech of Rabbi Yirmiyah, they asked him a different shay, l'shnayim sheyidu, echo bebezin zeh, echo bebezin zeh. Two people said eidus, one person said eidus and one bezin, another person said eidus and another bezin. Ma'ashi yavo bezin, eitzol bezin. The yitzarf, the two batidinim convened together, and could they tzizamin have the kabbalah of the two eidim, so that they can paska whatever they need to paska, says the Gemara. Leave it to Tanakam, Rabbi Nosson, according to the Tanakam, who argues with Rab Nosson, who holds that two Edom always have to say Eidos Bevas Achas, Toich Kedei Dibur, like Diboylach, that feel the Bechad based in the Nami Lemon Starf. Even one Bezin, this wouldn't work, being that they didn't say Eidos Beyachad, Tzazamin, Elohi Diboylach, Libid Rab Nosson. The Shai is going to Rab Nosson. Rab Nosson, who argues with the Tanakhama in other places in Shas, who holds that if two Edom say Eidos, even not Bifnei Zeh. So this is not like the first Machlokes is where they didn't see it together. This is where they're not saying Eidos together. It's going to be okay, but maybe Bechad Beidinu Hudim Mitzdarfi, Avid Betray Beidinu Loi Mitzdarfi. Oidim Loi Shna. According to Rab Nosson, just like it works, Zeh Shaloi Bifnei Zeh, maybe it would work in two different Batei Dinim. Shalach Lahu. So Rabbi Yirmiyah responded, according to this version of the Shaila, Ani Eini Kedai Shatim Shlachtim Li. That really,
You shouldn't have asked me. Who am I to answer a shaila to tashchash people like you? Elakach das talmidchem noite. I'm your talmid, and you want to know my chavas das? I'll give it to you. Sheyit starfu. It should work. Mar brabchia amar hachi shachlu. He had a third version of what the exchange was. Shnayim sheidu bebezdin zeh. Two people said they ate this in one bezdin. Vechazru veheidu bebezdin zeh. And then they said edus in another bezdin, and they said edus in a third bezdin. Mar sheyavay echem mikol bezdin veyit starfu. Could one die in Dini Mominus Bishleisha? We're going to learn the Mishnah very, very shortly. The first words of Masechta Sanhedrin. Dini Mominus Bishleisha. Could you take one die in out of these three Bati Dinim that were Makabal the Eidos? Let them come together and let them act as a Bezdin. Says the Gemara. Leave it to Rab Nassin, Leiti Ba'ilach. According to Rab Nassin, it's not going to work. According to Rab, it's going to be Pashy, there won't even be a Shail. Who's Rab Nassin? Rab Nassin said that Edom don't have to say Edus together. Hash to Edom and Starfim. Nadach Edom, that are very chomer, don't have to say Edus together. Dayanim Ibaya. It's Pashit that Dayanim shouldn't have to hear together. Right? You have what's going on here?
No, what's wrong with the
clearly. I realize that. What's that? We're talking about three Dayanim coming together. They were all Mikabel Edus, but at three different times. The two. There was nothing wrong. I don't know if anything was wrong. But the bottom line is, two Edim went and they said Edus in front of a Bezdin. They went and they said Edus in front of a second Bezdin. And then they said Edus Sindritimu, Muchalach, in a third Bezdin. Now, out of the nine Dayanim, six of them went to Medina Sayyam. They're not here. You have one Dayan of each Bezdin. They want to come together and they want to paskin the Shailah. Could they paskin or not? Why should they not be able to? Because they didn't hear it, Pefasachas. Why should they be able to? Because who cares about the fact that they didn't hear Bavas Achas? Says the Gemara, Aliba de Rab Nosson, who holds that Edim don't have to say Edus Bavas Achas. So, Haloi Dovaru, Ashta Edim Itstarfin, Dayonim Ibaya. What was the Shaila Leib at the Tanakama, the Rab Nosson? According to the Tanakama, Edom, who the Leib Mitzarfin, and Edom maybe is not Mitzarfin. Abu Dayanim Mitzarfin, and Edom, although it's not. Maybe it's not Edom, and if Edom, maybe Dayanim also not. Shalach, Lua, Ani, Eni, Kedai, Shatim, Shlachtim, Li, Ela, Kachta, Mitchem, Noite, Shayit, Starfo, I think it's going to be okay. Ravino, Omar, Hachu, Shalchale, we have V4. The fourth version of what the Shalchu 4.0. Shleisha, Sheyoshu, Lekaimus, Ashtar. Three people, and fourth time. Three people sat down to be Mekai Mishtar, Umeis Echamehem, and one of them died. So you had a Bezdin of this morning's fame. They write the Asharta, the Henpik, and they just were Mekayim the Chasimais. But they didn't get a chance to sit down and write on the Shtar the Henpik, but they were all Mekabalah. So that's Pashit, that you don't need all three Dayanim to be alive, for example, in order for the Henpik, as long as three Dayanim accepted it. One person can be the shleich, he can write it. The question is, do they have to write that we were three, or do they not? Do they not? What's the shaila not? Like you said, maybe, who cares? As long as three accepted it, you don't need all three to sign. Maybe two signing isn't enough. Or maybe no. Shalach lehu, ani eni kedai shatim shlachtim li. Elo kach das talmidchem noite chesrichim lemichtav, b'moysev, Klasa, Havina, the Chadle say that we were three and now we're only two because one of them, unfortunately, is not with us anymore. Says the Gemara, the Alda. It was because of this story. Now you know the rest of the story. Ailu, the Rabbi Yirmiya b'Bei Midrasha. So we saw the beginning of the story. Bava Basra, Chav Gimel. The rest of the story is Bava Basra. Kuv Samachay on the days. So he was thrown out of his Medrash. But over here, the Chachamim came around. And the reason the Chachamim came around is because the Chachamim felt that he was talking to them with a tremendous amount of respect. Ani eni kedai. Shatem shlachtem li. Elekach das talmidchem noita. So it was that covet, that erich, that he showed the Chachamim, that the Chachamim felt that Rabbi Yirmiya did tshuva, it's time to re-accept, bring Rabbi Yirmiya back into Beis Medrash. Either way, just going back to the beginning of the daf, one more ha'ara. So we spoke about Lashon Hara, that was the first part of the raid. The second part of the Lashon of the raid is another dover that's Oymed Berumay Shalaylam, and that is Omarav Amram Omarav. Shalish Averis Ein Adam Nitzel Me'am B'Chayim. There are three Averis that a person can't go one day without stumbling upon. And that is Hiru Aveira, the thought of doing an Aveira, the Iyun Tfila for Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is Lokataitach, doesn't mean Lashon Hara, what it means is Avak Lashon. So what is Iyun Tfila? So if you look at the Rashbam says, Yesh Befarshim, Shalacha Shehispalo, this is a person that after he davins, Don Beliboy Sheyishalom Leyakodesh Baruch Huzcharei. He's done. Like a bezdin almost, like a tribunal. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to answer his tefillos. V'yas HaKadosh Baruch Hu tzrachav, v'yishma tefillasai. Why? Why is he so confident that Hashem is going to answer his tefillah? V'fisha hispalo b'kavanah. because he davened bekavana. So a person who davens bekavana, so this is not just an ordinary person, a person that davens bekavana, and after he davens bekavana, he says, Muftachani, I'm positive that Hashem is going to answer my tefillah. Why? Because I davened bekavana. That is a bad thing. It's one of the three averos, the Gemara calls it. She'ein adam nitzel mehem b'chal yoyim, and that is what iyun tefillah is. And the truth is, if you think about it for a moment, it's a little tzarach bir, because you almost feel like if you were learning Chayim Savav Ashar B'tochen, he would say that a person is supposed to have a tochen. And if you daven b'kavana, you should have a tochen that the Eibush is going to answer your tefillah. And here it would seem like it's really a bad thing. Let's read to you a Lashon HaMechaber. Maybe this makes it a little bit lighter. But the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch in Hilchas Tefillah, it's in Siman Tzadik Ches, Sivkotan Hei. Al Yachshav Rohu Sheyasa Kodesh Baruch Hu Bakashasi, Kivan Shekivanti B'Tefillasi. A person should not say that it is Ra'oi. Hashem almost owes it to me. It's the appropriate thing for Hashem to answer my tefillah. Why? Because I daven b'kavana. Ki adarava, zem masker avi noisef shel adam. That's iyun tefillah. Iyun tefillah is mentioned in other places in Shas. It's one of the things that are masker avi noisef shel adam, where Hashem says, really? You're so confident that you're so perfect that Hashem should answer your tefillah? It's the Gemara Brachos Menhei. Let's see. Let's open it up, the books, and let's take a look, really. Let's do an audit. Let's see what you really deserve. Ella, so what should a person think? Yachshav sheyaseh HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chasdei. What a person's supposed to think is that I hope that Hashem will have compassion and Hashem will show mercy on me. V'yoyim ebelimay mi ani dal v'nivze baldavakesh mi'eis melech malchi amlochim HaKadosh Baruch Hu imloy me'rav chasdav shu misnayim ben b'yoysa. So that's where the nuance is. The nuance is, are you approaching it as if you deserve it? I deserve it. I davened. A real tefillah? Hashem owes it to me almost. Or no, you're not coming with that attitude. But it's more ma'ashiv l'Hashem kol tag mulay aloy. And everything that Hashem gives me, yogati, it's stilu matzasi. Everything is chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the attitude has to be. That if a person thinks, she'yasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chasdoi, the Lashon HaRashbam, he's like a judge and a jury. He paskins that as oidav tzayin. That's where it's wrong. So of course a person should have betochen, but betochen has to be with the perspective that you're beteach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bestow chesed upon you. That's the point. The point is are you being beteach in chesed, or is it more of a quid pro quo? Hashem, you owe me one. I did what I'm supposed to do. Now it's time for you to do what you're supposed to do. But al kaponim, that's what the Rashbam says. If you take a look at Rabbeinu Gershom right here on the Gemara, says Rabbeinu it's as if you're testing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're making a deal with Hashem. Really? I'm going to daven b'kavana, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me see if you're going to do what you're supposed to do, and that is that you're going to answer my tefillos. Now, the truth is, Rabbeinu Gershom touched on a hot button topic. To test HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, how do you know that's wrong? It's Gemara Masech this Tainis. Daf test on it up. So we all know the Chanuni no bezois. But let's go through the entire Gemara. The Gemara says as follows: Amar Rabbi Yechonah, Ma'id chsev aser to aser. Aser b'shvil shetes aser. Ashkeche Rabbi Yechonah liyanukat Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechonah once met Rish Lakish's son. Amar Lei, he told him, Emily Psukech, you're in yeshiva today. Your Rebbe taught you a pasuk. Let me hear a pasuk. Amar Lei, he told him, aser to aser. Amalei, he told him about my aser to aser. Amalei, aser b'shvul shetes aser. That's Rabbi Yechonah tells the child. Amalei, so the child tells Rabbi Yechonah, minolacha. How do you know? Amalei, so he told him, zil nisi, my kind, you want to know? Test it, go see, give maisa, you see, you're going to become a gvir. Amalei, so the child told Rabbi Yechonah, umi shoyle nasir l'kadosh baruch hu? Are you allowed to test Hashem? V'aksiv, it's a pasuk. The pasuk says, lo yisenasu es Hashem alekeichen kashen nisisim v'masa. Don't test Hashem the way you tested him in the midbar. It's not a good idea. But it's a lo yisaseh. Lo yisenasu es Hashem alekeichen. Amalei, so he told him back, hachi amar Rav Hoshiyo. Rav Hoshiyo said, chutz mizu. This is different. Shenemar haviyu es kol ha-maisa rabbeisa oitzer v'hiterep evesi. See, he told him, and I learned that pasuk by myself, the pasuk in Malachi. You know, I'm holding a Parshas Veschanon. But had I gotten up to Malachi, I could have told you the same shot. It's a Mefurisha pasuk. B'chanuni na b'zois. The Gemara continues and tells the story. The Rabbi Yechonah had a follow-up exchange, and then he looked at the child, and the child died. Famous Gemara, Tainis Daf Tes Amar Aleph. But either way, it's a Mefurisha Gemara. B'chanuni na b'zois. That's true by the mitzvah of Tzedakah. Mitzvah of Maisik Sofim. The Rambam brings it in the beginning of Hilchos. But as it relates to all other
ideas. Loisenasu as Hashem loikechem kasha nesisim b'masa umishori lintsuyei lakodesh baruch hu. It's a lashon haGemara. It's also lenasis. So it says Rabbeinu Gershon, iyun tefila doesn't just mean that you're coming to Hakadosh Baruch Hu with a grub kite. It's not just where you're dan beliba yishalom leHakadosh Baruch Hu schore v'yasa Hakadosh Baruch Hu tzrocha v'yishma tefilasoi v'vishas palu kavana, like the Rashbam says. He adds a piece v'hainu shedoyme shemenasa l'boyer baruch shmai, that if a person comes with that, that's where it's going to be different. But I'm going to tell you a dover nifla, and that is Rav Sadia Goyen in his minyan mitzvahs. It's loisa say kuf chavzal. So Rav Sadia Goyen over there, and it's also in his sefer ha'amunois v'hadeyos in my mishvi. So Rav Sadia Goyen over there, he's magder the iser of loisanasu as Hashem lekechem. Said Rav Sadia Goyen, you know what the iser of loisanasu as Hashem lekechem means? It means when a person tests HaKadosh Baruch Hu by doubting him, by saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm not like the Yidden in the Midbar. They doubted HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kaviyoch, we can't understand it. Kame kumus in nishtablu, how to make sense of the 10 times, like Moshe Rabbeinu says, that Klal Yisrael will menasa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's only in Parshat Shlach. So it's very hard to wrap our heads around it. But the bottom line is, that's what Kaviyochel, that's what Klal Yisrael did when they were in the Midbar. So that, says Rav Sadia Goyen, is also. But let's say a person makes a deal with Hashem. He's not doubting Hashem's capabilities. He knows Hashem. Hashem can split the sea. Hashem can do whatever he wants. But at the same time, he says, really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to make a deal with you. I'm going to keep my end of the deal. Let's see if you're going to keep your end of the deal. Zok Rav Sadia Goyen, that's not also. That's not going to be a problem. It's okay for a person to be menasa Kodesh Baruch Hu. So the grip, Rabbi Yeruchim Fishel, Perla, in his Agois to the Sefer HaMitzvot to Rav Sadia Goyen, asks the obvious Tmiyah on Rav Sadia Goyen. It's like Keneged HaMefurish HaGemara. A Gemara in Tainus Stav Tesam and Aleph. The Gemara said, the child, that's Rabbi Yochanan. Mishori Lintzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a pasuk in the Torah. And what did Rabbi Yochanan say? This is different. Bechanuni Na Bezois. And what's the Bechanuni Na Bezois? Tztaka, Maisek Sofin. But it's Bechanuni Na Bezois. Vari Kaisim Lechem Brach Ad Bilidai. We're talking about the Mitzvah of Tztaka. So it's a Mefurish HaGemara that even when it comes to making a deal with Hashem, making an arrangement, Hashem, I'm going to keep my end of the deal. Let's see if you're really going to keep your end of the deal. Well, you're not doubting the yecholus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're just doubting whether Hashem's really going to keep up his end of the bargain. Whether it's going to be asa b'shulz. Even that is aser. The only time it's mutter is b'chanuni na b'zois. So how can Reb Sadia Goyen say, dover noira, but this big chiddush, and that is, that it's mutter linasis HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as long as you're not doubting Hashem's capabilities. L'chur it's nista from a furish gemar. Zok, the grip. Because our kash is based on our understanding of the Gemara. When we read the Gemara, every single person that ever learned this Gemara in Tainus Daf Tesam and Aleph said, "What's pshat? What was Rabbi Yochanan telling this child? Chutz mizeh. What does the chutz mizeh mean?" Chutz from the Pasuk in Malachi. And the Pasuk in Malachi is talking about stock. So we always understood that stock is different. That's the Pashup Shana in the Gemara. It's also an Asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chutz mizeh. What's the zeh? What's the bechanuni na bezois? When could you test Hashem? When it's doimit to this. What does doimit to this mean? It means we're talking about the mitzvah tzlacha. A bezok the grit, velin nir, Rav Sadia Goyen had a whole different shine in the Gemara. He didn't teach bechanuni na bezois is stoko. He teach bechanuni na bezois is this type of nesoyin. A nesoyin where you're not doubting a Kadosh Baruch like the Yidden did in the Midbar. Where it's, you're testing him. You're saying, really Hashem, asa b'shul shet desasher, I'm going to do my, let's say you're going to do your. I'm going to daven b'kavono. And tefillah b'kavono, Kadosh Baruch Hu is answers. Let's see if you're really going to answer. That type of me, menasa Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's something that's okay. The Gemara never said the word stoko. The Gemara said chutz from this. The thought was that it's the pasuk is a view is called meiser bechanuni na bezois. So the bezois is on the meiser. Zok the grip as Reb Sadia Goyen at Galant as the bezois kainish of meiser. It's not the mitzvah proti of meiser. It's this oifen of nesoyin. That's what it's referring. This oifen of nesoyin would actually be okay either way.
What's your big marshal?
We'll stop there.